preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. South Alabama, little towns all across this land. Here we are. This is a little town up here in North Dakota. And here we are with the Trump phenomenon on March 14th. Is that the Ides of March? I don't know. I've forgotten when the Ides of March are. 2019. And this is James Kelso. The show is live. For a brief 1 hour together, you're invited to participate. 800-313-9443. Operators are standing by to take your call. And, well, plenty to talk about tonight. A lot of exciting things happening in the Trump universe. Throw some logs on the fire here and let the set the blaze alight. I'll update my Donald Trump Twitter account here. And there's a tweet from 5 hours ago. Is that the most recent? Let's look and see. Update again. I'm one of those 59 million Donald Trump Twitter followers. He says, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open the borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. And of course, a story there. Tell me if I'm wrong, but my understanding earlier today was Mitt Romney was one of those idiots voting against the president's declared state of emergency in the country. The president will veto this, but it sure weakens things to have to veto something that really should never have passed with a Republican majority in the Senate. But Mitt Romney, when I heard that Mitt Romney was going to vote against the state of emergency, I was not completely unhappy with that, because it does one thing that's great. It smokes out Mitt Romney as the rhino that he has always been. So it was a sad day when Mitt Romney was elected U.S. Senator from Utah, but at least he's spotlighted himself and revealed himself right away in his first months in the U.S. Senate. So I don't know, something good could come of that. Now, the something else I'd like to put on the fire, and this definitely is a log on the fire, and this is something that the president has to address. He got a letter from, which I'm going to read to you, a lot of it anyway. This is from the folks in the Border Patrol and ICE. This is from Rick, the president of Local 1210 of the Border Patrol, Local 1944, and Chris Crane, the president of the National ICE Council. And ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Chris Crane is the president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council. That's a union of the American Federation of Government Employees. So he's not the head of ICE, he's the head of the union. This is a letter from those three top officials in the ICE union to President Trump. Dear Mr. President, as active duty U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers serving on the southern border of the United States in the state of Texas, we write to you on behalf of our fellow ICE officers serving in the field. This is going to be a rough letter here, folks, so get ready for this. Fasten your seatbelt. These guys are not happy with it. We regretfully write to inform you that in the midst of an immigration crisis on the southern border, your administration is squandering scarce ICE resources and playing political games with our officers, their mission, and the safety of the American public. You frequently speak, I'm skipping a little bit here because of time considerations, you frequently speak publicly of the great public safety work ICE is doing under your leadership. To be direct, Mr. President, the rhetoric doesn't match reality, and we hope that this letter shows you the complete and total nonsense that is really taking place under the Trump administration on the southern border. that's tough talk, folks. That got my attention. These are the guys, you know, what do I know about border enforcement? I've never been on the border. I've crossed it, but I've never, the only time I've crossed it is down there at Tijuana. But, these are the top guys in the ICE National Council. And then he says, as you know, every day thousands of illegal aliens are being released into the United States by your administration. Catch and release is not just happening, it's in overdrive. Catch and release must continue, as ICE doesn't have sufficient custody space to hold the massive number of family units illegally entering the United States every day. DHS resources on the border, Department of Homeland Security, are overwhelmed. Political games in Washington, D.C. have rendered the United States completely incapable of controlling its southern border. Now, again, that's pretty powerful talk. Completely incapable. There's more. Agencies like ICE and Customs and Border Protection, CBP, cannot control the agendas of political leaders, but we do have a responsibility to properly manage our resources under the hand we've been dealt in a manner that best provides for enforcement generally and first and foremost public safety. That isn't happening. Whoa, another body blow. Under the current circumstances, CBP officers and Border Patrol agents must apprehend hundreds to thousands of immigration violators every day and process the cases of those they apprehend. And it goes into great detail here, which I don't have time to read. But he's saying they're overwhelmed. And so they're basically dysfunctional now. He says that they have to release the people they apprehend every day must be released to charitable organizations that facilitate their travel to locations throughout the U.S. In a nutshell, this is catch and release. And this is where the utter nonsense begins. Okay, and I'm going to skip some detail here. Going down, a lot of detail. Okay, I'm skipping more detail. And I'll get to the end here. Now, here's some more strong talk. If you or your staff disagree with the assessment of ICE officers serving in the field on the southern border, or Mr. Crane, he's their president of their council, we invite you to personally come to the southern border and speak directly to our veteran ICE officers in the field so that you can explain to them why they are incorrect in their assessment that ICE resources on the border are being grossly mismanaged by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen and Acting ICE Director Ronald Vitiello. We would also appreciate you and your staff explaining to ICE field officers why the threats to public safety that they see in the field each and every day due to these failed DHS and ICE policies under your administration are not highly problematic and don't require immediate action. We have for years witnessed federal agencies going into public spin mode in an attempt to mislead the American people instead of addressing problems such as these and correcting them. We are requesting that you exercise great caution if those around you advocate going into public spin mode and covering this situation up instead of working to end this problem on the border. However, now this is fighting talk here, folks. I mean, this is an amazing letter. However, if this is to be a public war of words between ICE field officers and the Trump administration, we ask that you immediately authorize investigative reporters access to ICE and CPB facilities. You don't like fake news, and neither do our officers. So instead, let's provide transparency, tell Americans the truth, and stop this nonsense and these wasteful and dangerous policies now. Signed by the two presidents of Locals 1210 and 1944, and the National ICE Council President, Chris Crane. And this was copied to members of the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and sent directly to the president. So that landed on his desk. It's dated March 11th. So this is the president's current reading. And man, that's really something to think about, that right there. All right, so I'll put that into the hopper for consideration in tonight's show. And I'm going to bring up another amazing thing. This one's from Ann Coulter. And she, I'll read you some material from Ann Coulter that will knock your socks off. Let's see here if I can't, I'll bring that right up here. Go to AnnCoulter.com if I can type on the right keyboard and the right screen. AnnCoulter.com, here she is. Let me see if she still got this up at the top of her page. Trump by the numbers. That's her column for yesterday. Came out after our show yesterday. Trump by the numbers. And this is, she punches mighty hard in this post. Let me get the full thing up. And we'll go into this. And as I said, I welcome the I welcome this exchange between President Trump and Ann Coulter. I think they'll both come out the better for it. And we will come out the better for it. So I appreciate what both people are doing. Trump by the numbers, March 13th. Here you go. Oh, you've got to be sitting down for this. It is now clear that Trump isn't waiting for a better moment. This was not an anomaly. It's not an accident. After he signed his third spending bill with no wall funding, which he claims to need, all sentient beings were forced to conclude that the president has no intention of ever doing anything we wanted on immigration. Whoa, that'll take your breath away. That's a pretty amazing statement. And then she goes on. In fact, Trump is steadily moving in the precise opposite direction of what he promised. Now she goes into the numbers. Illegal immigration is on track to hit the highest levels in more than a decade. And Trump has willfully decided to keep amnesty advocates Jared, Ivanka, Mick Mulvaney, Mark Short, and Mercedes Schlapp in the White House. For all his talk about immigration, did he ever consider hiring people who share his MAGA vision? A diminishing percentage of the base is annoyed when I point this out. They think that the moment something comes out of Trump's mouth, it has happened. Yes, Trump talks a good game. She goes on. I'm going to skip a little bit here. I'm get to the real gems in here. I have decided to discuss the Trump presidency in purely mathematical terms. And then she, some of her writing is hard to actually read. It reads better in print than, but it's not his fault. He's trying. Never has a president been under such attack. These are more in the nature of excuses, not facts. I will provide a numerical evaluation of the Trump presidency, which I call Trump by the numbers. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be pretentious and so on, but I've talked a lot about numbersusa.org and how Roy Beck is such an important website. And he does give you the numbers. So here's how, Ann Coulter, Trump by the numbers. So she goes, she has a list of categories of numbers whereby she's going to rate a rating of the president. Number of miles of wall built on our southern border since Trump has been president. Zero. Okay. Number of miles of fence, bollard or garden trellis built along our 2,000 mile border since Trump has been president. 26. That's an interesting number. That's good research on her part to get that number. I don't know where that number is out there. We'll be back from the bottom of the mine in just a moment. Stay tuned. Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last,
except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
Hey, we're back.
What I hate is...
Thanks for tuning us in. And let me back up just a little bit. Now, Ann Coulter, in this very powerful piece, she says, no editorializing, no invective, and no opinion. Well, she didn't. There's plenty of editorializing, invective, and opinion, and that's fine with me. She's a great in all three things. But no, this is not just numbers. There's tremendous commentary built into this, and let me notice it along with you here as we go. Now, for instance, the last one I just read, number of miles of fence, bollard, and those are objective factual terms, or garden trellis. Folks, that is both invective and editorializing and opinion. Garden trellis, I love that. Built along our 2,000-mile border since Trump has been president. 26. Now, folks, 26 miles, that twarn't nothing. That is nothing. 26 miles? Now, she's a great researcher. She did a great job in researching all of her books, including In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. Then the next fact, number of times Trump has claimed on Twitter he's already building the wall. 16 times by my count. Number of times Trump has complained on Twitter that Congress won't give him funds to build the wall that he says he's already building. At least 30 by my count. Then she says, number of wall prototypes destroyed by the federal government. She says all of them. That's kind of important there. That doesn't have any particular meaning. This is important. Number of executive orders ending the anchor baby scam, as Trump promises whenever an election is coming. Zero. Now, of course, that's full of commentary in there. But she's saying, where's the executive order ending aspects of anchor babyism? Where's an executive order ending birthright citizenship? Or at least getting us partway there. Then she says, number of executive orders issued by Trump rescinding Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for illegal alien, quote, dreamers, unquote. Zero. Now, hey, look, Donald Trump can, you know, unsheath his executive order to cancel Obama's executive order. Order against order. Obama illegally proclaimed by executive order the DACA, Deferred Action for Children of Childhood Arrivals. Is that it? Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Number of illegal aliens whose presence has been excused by Trump. Okay, now that's a lot of commentary in there. But she says 11 to 50 million, depending on whether you believe the propaganda or the facts as to how many illegals are in the country. 11 is the number we're given all the time. 22 million is even liberals have admitted it's that many. And I'm with those who say it's twice that number. Number of extensions of the E-Verify system to prevent illegals from being hired over Americans. Now, I was unaware of this. Apparently, the president has the power to extend the E-Verify system. And she says, answer, zero. No extensions have been given. Okay, I'm a doofus on this, so educate me on what's going on there. Number of H-1B foreign workers in this country when Trump took office, approximately 1 million. 1 million. Number of H-1B foreign workers in this country today, approximately 1 million. Well, that's not a good number. Number of asylum loopholes closed, zero. Here's an interesting one. This is great. There's a lot of commentary here, but I love it. Number of top-level administration jobs offered to immigration controllers who are not named Stephen Miller. Zero. So she's allowing for the fact that one guy in there who's damn good, Stephen Miller, gets it about immigration. But she can't think of any others. Now, are there others? There certainly should be. Then she says, number of top-level administration jobs offered to members of the Koch Brothers Open Borders Network. She answers, five that I know of. I wish she would put the names on there. I don't know which five she's referring to, but that's five too many. Then she goes, I'm going to skip a few here. Number of actions taken to defend the free speech rights of Trump's biggest supporters being deplatformed and censored, such as Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, Laura Loomer, and Alex Jones. Zero. So the president apparently has not come out to defend any of those individuals. And now here's a percentage of the base that Trump can afford to lose in 2020 after millions of older, whiter Americans have died off and millions of immigrants have turned 18 and begun voting. Zero. And that's her point there at the bottom. That's the end of the column. So I'll give you my thought on that right after this break. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. And here's my... I read Ann Coulter's piece, and of course I put forward the president's statements very clearly and very enthusiastically have I put those forward, and continue to do so. And here's what I make of this. And to add light to this, I'll share with you, I watched Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's a just great press spokesman for the president, a great woman, great patriot. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about this dust-up between Ann Coulter and our president. And she said, it's not that important. It's no big deal. Why? Because Ann Coulter is not that influential, so it doesn't really matter. Well, I beg to differ. It's incredibly important. And I hope the president, what Sarah Sanders said does not share it as a view by the president. And I offer as two people, you know, the canaries in the mine that the president needs to pay attention to. Ann Coulter is the author of In Trump We Trust. For her to issue so stern a statement as she just did, that's a big change. And lest someone think, well, Ann Coulter is just she's temperamental. Well, Lou Dobbs is not temperamental. No one would ever call him temperamental. Lou Dobbs is as steady as a rock. And he did his show a few days ago after our president gave a press conference from the Oval Office in which he was talking about appointing Ivanka Trump as the co-chair of a workforce commission, and he said, this is the statement that got both Coulter and Dobbs really upset, is that we need many, many immigrants. We need millions of immigrants, more than ever. And I should repeat the exact words because I don't want to embellish by paraphrasing, but I have to because I don't have the quote right in front of me. But the president has said on a number of occasions that we need workers. He did say this. Our companies need workers, and we need to import lots and lots of workers for the sake of our companies who need workers. And Coulter, Dobbs, and millions of us, Mr. President, who voted, worked for you, disagree. No, we do not need millions of workers for the benefit of companies. We need higher wages for us Americans. And you learned it at the Wharton School of Finance. Supply and demand, those two graph lines there. Supply and demand. The oversupply of cheap labor from the third world has now for decades been punishing down the wages of people like carpenters. Carpenters in Los Angeles, when I was in high school, I'm old now, I'm 70 years old. When I was in high school in 1965, the wages of carpenters were higher than they are now. In the 1980s, carpenters in Los Angeles made more money in just dollar terms than they do now, by a lot. Trade job wages in America are dirt cheap, low, unsustainable. You can't support a family on those wages. Jobs that used to be a breadwinner could have his wife and his three kids at home, prospering, happy, secure, safe. Immigration has destroyed that. He's not making enough money to support the family anymore. She's off getting a job and can't bother getting pregnant because that would interfere with the necessary work to pay the rent. So she's having one child now. That's what's happened. And the why has that happened? One big fat reason. Immigration invasion, period. Finito. End of subject. That is the 800-pound gorilla sitting on our face. And it has been for decades. And the president identified that correctly in this election. It got him elected. Everything else is frou-frou. If that issue is not addressed, we don't have a country. We're gone. As Ann Coulter wrote, Adios America, the book before the revelation of Donald Trump coming down the escalator, which gave so much hope, and to me still gives so much hope. Because I think the man is a great man and does get it. But don't do what Sarah Sanders said and say that Ann Coulter is... Who pays attention to Ann Coulter? Lots of us. Millions of us. And remember, she is a canary in the coal mine. There are lots of other people like Ann Coulter. And Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs was beside himself after the comment that we need millions more workers for the sake of our companies. No, we don't. And the point has to be made by the numbers. Legal invaders are every bit as harmful as illegal invaders. I mean, there you can make fine distinctions. Yes, MS-13 people are not going to be let in. If they're vetted at the border, that would be a preferable aspect to legal immigration. But I'll bet you plenty of MS-13 people do. They are getting in legally right now, legally. Because the refugee program, which is now going on under the Trump administration, requires that if an MS-13 gangbanger comes in with a kidnapped child, the gangbanger is taken by bus to wherever he wants to go in the U.S. And now get this. Here's the latest. This is unbelievable, but it's true. It's happening. That child that was smuggled into the U.S., kidnapped by the MS-13 gangbanger to get him into the country, is then sent back, you know, on the pipeline, which is going at full speed. That child is then sent back into Mexico. Are you ready for this? To accompany another MS-13 member or any other illegal. Let that sink in, folks. Children are being recycled into Mexico because our policy, and the president has to deal with this. This is under his administration. Current policy is that if you come in with a child, you're in. You are in. And that's what that Border Patrol, those ICE presidents of the ICE Union, that's what they were saying. That's the policy. That's got to stop. And the president has to be incredibly forceful in stopping it, ending it. Get on TV. Go do a Jerry Lewis telethon. Hi, this is the President of the United States. I ain't getting off the air till we fix this. The Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Mitt Romney's can all go to hell. We're going to save our country. This is the Jerry Lewis, Donald Trump telethon, 24 hours a day. We're going to fix the border. Everything else can be put off because nothing else even counts. If we don't fix the border, there isn't much point to all the other stuff. Who gives a crap what the stock market does if we don't have a country? Who cares about the profit of any company if all the companies are doing is making a profit by hiring the third world? I'd just as soon have the companies go broke. We want wages. We want a carpenter, an American carpenter in Los Angeles or Texas or Minnesota to make that great wage that we used to make, and all the other workers in America. We do not need millions of the, we do not need any immigration. Not a single immigrant do we actually need. We could survive a small flow of immigrants, but we don't need any of them. I don't give a rat's ass what Jeff Bezos needs or what Jeff Zucker needs or any of these other greedy SOBs that run these companies. Mary Barra, I don't care what she needs. That's not what America needs. And what's good for these corporations is not what's good for America. What's good for General Motors is not what's good for America. Okay, let's go to some phone calls here. I just had to drop those on you here. And by the way, I don't want to sound like the Trump presidency is the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to any of us. And, you know, let us not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Let us not put open borders people around us. Let us not put Jared in charge of immigration. God, what a mistake. Let's listen to Stephen Miller and people like him. I don't want to put the spotlight on Stephen Miller because the problem with that is every time we put a spotlight on somebody who's a real patriot, they get fired. Steve Bannon got too prominent. He got on the cover of Time magazine and got shown the door. That's a sad commentary that somebody who's a real patriot's got to keep it low, keep it secret. That's not good. Let's go to some callers here. And here's what I propose. I'd like to see a great man and brilliant Donald Trump talk directly to Ann Coulter. Let's have a discussion. Come on, you can't blow this off. We are paying attention to Ann Coulter. And dismissing her as a wacky nutcase is not going to work. She's not wacky. She's not a nut. Her points are good ones. And we're listening. We're paying attention. And this has got to be fixed before we go into the, we're already in the 2020 election. We're already there. So it's kind of a little late to say we got to fix it before we get here, but we're already here. It's got to be fixed. And I say, a great man talk to a great woman and hash it out. Talk it out. Answer Ann Coulter directly and let her, you know, come back and have a great Socratic dialogue in which we will figure out what we can do to save America. If Ann's got some of this wrong, say, you know, one of the things that's beautiful about people like Ann Coulter is they're supremely logical, rational. That's what the right is all about, is we're about the truth and clear thinking. Scientific, clear, rational, consistent thinking is the hallmark of what makes a right winger. That is who we are, the clear thinkers. So there's nothing to fear in a clear thinking exchange between a great man, a great thinker like Donald Trump, and Ann Coulter, or anybody else. Lou Dobbs. A great discussion between Lou Dobbs and Donald Trump. That would be called for. All right, let's go to the callers here. My enthusiasm for Donald Trump is not dimmed. I just want to, what did he say? Who's that chef that said, kick it up a notch. Let's kick it up a notch. Let's have John in Missouri. He can always kick it up a notch. John, are you there?
I don't know if I can or not, James. Hey, I noticed tonight on the news, which I don't often watch, that my senator was one of those people, or one of the 12 senators, who wanted to vote against this emergency funding for the wall. And if you remember, his name's Roy Blunt. If you remember, during the inauguration, he was leading the choir. You know, he had a Missouri band down there playing, and I thought he was behind the president. And there tonight, I see that he is one of the ones who doesn't want to sign on to this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, John. It's mind-boggling. How could, and to have, you know, to have Mitt Romney on that list, that makes sense. All right. But
exactly.
Rand Paul, come on, Rand, you can do better than this. This is a national emergency. And we're not living in la-la land where we have, you know, like a beautiful constitutional republic that's just beautiful and everybody follows the rules and everybody says please and thank you and yes, ma'am. No, we don't do that. That's a long time ago, if it ever was. This is octagon. What do they call that? Martial arts.
Cage fighting.
Yeah, this is cage fighting now. So we gotta close the border. That we're talking about millions of people coming across the border, and this is the hard thing that Donald Trump has to deal with. You know, he came in. We brought him in as our man to shut the damn border. And it now appears the border is bleeding worse than it ever has.
Worse than it ever has, James. It's terrible.
Yeah. Now that is not.
Go
ahead.
Well, these young people who are all for this democratic liberalism, they're the ones who aren't going to have jobs. It's not people of your age. Our life has been made. We already had our chance with America.
Yes. Yes.
They're the ones that aren't going to have the jobs.
Right.
And liberals, it's their children and their grandchildren that are getting it up to giddy.
Yes. And we should ask of our president that he treat himself exactly as he so successfully built so many businesses where he put a performance standard on his employees. And, you know, are you getting the job done? You know, first of all, define the job. What's your statistic? What's your product? Okay. And then are you producing? The president would ask that of all these people that he's put into his successful businesses. And if they don't produce, hey, what did he say? You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. Okay. I love you,
James,
but you're fired. Yeah.
I invite everybody from Missouri to call Roy Blunt tomorrow. And if you don't live in Missouri, everybody around the nation should get on the phone and call one of those senators that voted against, one of the 12. If they say, hey, you're not one of our people, I might move there just to vote against you.
Because now let me give you a key element there that Lou Dobbs identified, and the president's got to pay attention to this. One of the people that was in the White House there with the president as he was appointing his workforce council or commission, however he dubbed it, was the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay with me, John.
I'll complete this idea.
All right. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We've only got one little segment left. We got John with us from Missouri, the man who correctly dubbed the president the first real American as a president in our lifetimes. And I'm sticking with that, and I'm with you, John. But we have a role here. We're not just a bunch of jellyfish out here. Ann Coulter is certainly no jellyfish. And when things are not quite right, it is our job to make a noise. Now, Lou Dobbs is no jellyfish, and he made a noise when he noticed that it appeared the president was listening to Tom Donahue, the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who is a never-Trumper, dyed-in-the-wool never-Trumper. He worked his ass off to defeat Donald Trump in the primaries and then in the general election. He does not support President Trump. So what is he doing? Lou Dobbs asked the right question. What the hell is Tom Donahue? Why was he even let in the front door of the White House? If Tom Donahue is going to be fashioning American immigration policy, Dobbs is going to have a stroke. That's the fox guarding the hen house. We have border patriots. We have immigration patriots like Lou Dobbs. Listen to Lou Dobbs, not Tom Donahue. And find somebody like Lou Dobbs who can alert the president to who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. But that was a very important show. It was just a few days ago. Dobbs is so closely connected. He's on the Fox News Business Network. He is identified with business, with corporations, with the stock market, with investors. That's Dobbs' bailiwick. And he was saying, Mr. President, you must defend the American worker, not these damn corporate SOBs who have sold out our country, who are the people who offshored our jobs, our industry, our technology. These people have been in open treason to America. You don't need them advising you on how to open up the border so we can have that big, beautiful open door so we can get lots of people who, I hate this phrase, love America. They love America. Of course they love America if you're going to give them Social Security for themselves, their parents, their grandparents, their children, their cousins, everybody else. If you're going to give away the store, sure they love America. Who wouldn't love that? No, we don't need these people. This is our country. For us, we do not need, and if we're not having as many children as we used to, that's not an emergency or a problem that we have to solve with other people's children. So we have fewer people. So there's an empty house on the block. So there's a farmhouse somewhere that's doesn't have people living in it. So what? My God.
James.
Yeah.
James, I'd still rather have Donald Trump in there than Hillary any day. I'd rather have Donald doing nothing.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If he loses his base, he's not going to win. Well, I'll be back tomorrow night, folks, Friday night. Don't miss it. Thanks, John.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.